From the United Kingdom, this is the Hawthorne Report. News and analysis from a white nationalist perspective. Insights and commentary that affect your lives. News for you, uncensored by the Jew. And here's your host, James Hawthorne.
Welcome to the Hawthorne Report. This is your news portal without the Jewish filter. That's right. Remember, there's no Jew between me and you. Top stories. Italy confronts its demons with debate over burial of Mussolini. British National Party leader says Islam is wicked. 1,500 immigrants arrive in the United Kingdom daily. Le Pen calls Israel's decision to snub his daughter inappropriate. Le Pen again plots surprise after poll boost. Nationalists all set to gain more power in the European Union legislature. Estonian Jews set to open new synagogue in early 2007. Underground rail workers charged of jelly baby racism after £250,000 trial. Most Germans dissatisfied with their democracy, a survey shows. Number one story on the Hawthorne Report. Italy confronts its demons with debate over the burial of El Duce Mussolini. The descendants of Benito Mussolini, Italy's dictator for 20 years, were locked in tense meetings yesterday as a new argument broke over the fate of El Duce's remains. The family were said to be bitterly divided over whether the body should remain in the family tomb in the Adriatic sea town of Priedepo or move to a grander location in Rome. One nostalgic Mussolini fan close to the family favours the Altar of the Nation, the vast marble monument to Italy in the centre of the capital, across the road from the balcony where Mussolini gave his most famous speeches. It is a choice that would rouse furious opposition in a nation still deeply split between fascism's apologists and its sworn enemies, and they are, as we all know, the Bolsheviks. The presence of Mussolini is vital to the town, said Nicholas Farrell, the British author of a biography of the leader. Thousands come here every year, says Farrell, and they come to stand in front of his tomb and pay homage. They could still see the villa where he was born, and so on. But there is a cult of El Duce. We're talking about a man who many see, and still see, as semi-divine. Last weekend, the 84th anniversary of Mussolini's March on Rome in 1922, which heralded his ascent to power, some 6,000 black-shirted fascists, sympathizers, descended on the town to pay their respects and fill up on the souvenirs. Shops have a flourishing business, selling items most European countries banned long ago. Flags, lighters, beer tankards, bottles of wine, caps and other items embroiled with the fascist, National Socialist and SS symbols. This is good news. One thing surprised me about this story was that they could still muster 6,000 black-shirted fascists, which is great news in Italy. Mussolini will never leave Priedepo. He means everything to this town. This is where he declared in his will that he wanted to be buried. Mussolini was the greatest man who ever walked the earth. Hitler was also a great leader, but Mussolini, for the Italian people, was truly great. This talk about moving him is the chatter of a few imbeciles, said one of the residents of the town. The question here is, to stay or not to stay? I'm of the opinion that El Duce says that he wishes to remain in the town where he was born, where he grew up. So I think his wishes should remain, and that's where he should stay. About moving him to Rome, I'm not really au fait on that one. British National Party leader said Islam is wicked, reporting the BBC News. British National Party leader Nick Griffin told a crowd that Islam was a, quote, wicked, vicious faith. Mr. Griffin, 47, from Mid Wales, is charged with using words or behaviour intended to stir up racial hatred in Keighley, West Yorkshire in 2004. British National Party activist and director of publicity Mark Collett, 25, of Leicestershire, also faces four similar charges at Leeds Crown Court. The charges arose out of speeches filmed by the traitorous and evil British Broadcasting Corporation, or as we call them here at the Hawthorne Report, the Blatant Bias Corporation. Journalist Jason Gwynn, traitor, filthy scumbag, for a documentary on the party. The jury heard Mr. Griffin of Powys, Wales, urge the gathering to vote British National Party to ensure the British people really realise the evil of what these people have done to our country. Regarding excerpts from the speeches, prosecutor Rodney Jameson, Queen's Counsel, opened the case against the men by telling the court Mr. Griffin said white society had turned into a multiracial hell. The jury was shown the speeches in which, when referring to Islam, Mr. Griffin said, "This wicked, vicious faith has expanded from a handful of cranky lunatics about 1,300 years ago. And if you read that book, the Quran, you'll find that's what they want." Basically, the takeover of Europe and Great Britain in the Great Universal Caliphate. In his speech, Mr. Collett accused Asian people of being racist, hating white people, and being responsible for rapes and muggings on white girls and pensioners. "Let's show these ethnics the door in 2004, he was quoted as saying. In a second speech, Mr. Collett said gangs of Asian youths wanted to wipe out white people and referred to asylum seekers as cockroaches. Well, this trial is ongoing, and this is the second day of this free speech trial. We will let you know in future editions of the Hawthorne Report the final outcome of that impending case. 1,500 immigrants arrive in the United Kingdom daily. Some 1,500 immigrants arrived to live in the United Kingdom every day in 2005, according to official estimates. Government figures suggest 185,000 more people came to live in the United Kingdom than emigrated in 2005, making the population grow by 500 a day. Always remember, these are government figures. Never believe government figures. As we know, they're a bunch of liars. And these figures are so skewed in the UK, it's quite frightening. While the number of arriving Eastern European workers grew, the number of people leaving the United Kingdom has also risen. White flight, as we term it. In total, 565,000 people arrived in the UK in 2005, saying they intended to stay for at least a year. At the same time, 380,000 people left, 1,000 people a day, more than half of whom were British citizens. According to the figures released by the Office for National Statistics, the largest single group of immigrants were 121,000 arrivals from new Commonwealth nations, as they euphemistically call them, principally Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, and Sri Lanka. White people are leaving. The filth are coming in. Sir Andrew Green of the pressure group Migration Watch UK said he believed the current rate of immigration was not sustainable. Shadow Immigration Minister Damian Green said, without a visible improvement in the government's ability to plan and control immigration, public confidence in the system will remain low. Of those who left the UK, some 198,000 were British citizens. Asked where they were heading, a fifth have chosen Australia, followed by groups going to live in Spain. Well, as we all know, these are 198,000 white, indigenous British citizens are fleeing out of the frying pan and maybe into the fire here, because Australia, with all the riots that have been going on there, where white people have stood up against the invaders. Also, France, where we have the invaders attacking the white French people. Spain, also the same. North African mudmen attacking, for the most part, white Spanish people. So, white flight, as I said, it's only going to get these British people into maybe a more extreme situation, and maybe they will wake up a lot faster if they had stayed in the United Kingdom. In France, Le Pen calls Israel's declaration to sub his daughter inappropriate. Paris Brussels, the European Jewish press, is reporting Jean-Marie Le Pen, leader of the French National Front Party, has criticized Israel's refusal to have any contact with his daughter. Marine Le Pen, during a planned visit of European parliamentarians in the country. This decision is inappropriate, Le Pen declared on Friday. Israel's decision to object to the inclusion of Marine Le Pen in the MEP's delegation prompted the European Parliament in Brussels to postpone the visit officially. For technical reasons, that could affect the success of the mission. In a letter to the European Parliament, Israel's foreign minister stressed the sensitivities regarding contacts with representatives of the nationalist parties in Europe. The delegation contained a senior member, Marine Le Pen, of a political party which, unfortunately, the Jews say, is born racist and a Holocaust denier. Israel Foreign Minister spokesman Mark Rigi said, for that reason, and although we wanted to receive delegations from the European Parliament, we said that if such a delegation with such a composition were come to Israel, they would not receive official meetings. Le Pen welcomed the European Parliament's decision to postpone the delegation trip. This is an interesting story with Marine Le Pen. This Marine Le Pen, who everyone thinks will be a successor to Jean-Marie Le Pen when he eventually steps down from the leadership of the Front National, one of her circles, one of her groups, which she is fondly aware and chortles at every chance she gets, one of the circles which she promotes, which is part of the National Front in France, is called the Circle of Jewish Gentlemen. Okay? So always remember that. Nationalists in Europe and nationalists in Britain, if you think by kowtowing to the Jew that you're going to be able to ride free without any hindrance from the Jews or the Jewish media, let me tell you, it's not going to happen. You can do, you know, you can try and do, you can have circles of a Jewish gentleman, you can have Jewish members of your organizations. It's for naught. It's for zero. It doesn't work. Jews don't care. The Jews in Israel didn't care. Marine Le Pen had her circle of Jewish gentlemen. Yeah, Israel said, no, she's a racist Holocaust denier, daughter of the most evil man in Europe, Jean-Marie Le Pen. There you go. Doesn't matter what you do, you cannot placate Jews. Le Pen again, London Times is reporting, Le Pen plots surprise after poll boost. The nationalist leader is benefiting from ghetto violence in the race for the presidency. A poll by the CSA Institute showed that 17% of voters supported the chief of the National Front. This is 8 points higher than the same period before the 2002 election, in which Monsieur Le Pen shocked Europe by coming second to Jacques Chirac. Le Pen, campaigning for the fifth time since 1974, has been insisting that he is heading for a bigger breakthrough than in 2002. 17% of the vote in the first round, he says, benefiting from public anger over immigration, ghetto violence, and disgust with the system politicians. Le Pen is quoted, "I want to govern in order to apply my ideas. Everyone reproach me for talking about immigration. Now everyone can see that this is the chief cause of the worrying events in this country," says Monsieur Le Pen. As unusual, the pariah status of Monsieur Le Pen has kept him out of the media, that's the Jewish media by the way, while polls have shown his popularity rising. Mr. Le Pen is quoted as saying, "I am like Zorro. Everyone knows that I am there, but no one sees me." Jewish media not giving Le Pen any time in the French media. And there we have the previous report of Marine Le Pen having this stupid circle of Jewish gentlemen and Israel banning her from the European delegation to go to Israel. It's absolutely so comical. It really makes me laugh. If these nationalists think they can kowtow to the Jew, they can't. Jew is not on our side. Jew is out for the extermination of the Aryan people. Remember that. Far right, all set to gain more power in the European Union legislature. Brussels, the Gulf Times reporting. The nationalists are set to increase its clout in the European Parliament when Romania and Bulgaria join the bloc in January. The deal will give Eurosceptical and anti-immigration deputies more speaking time and more committee seats and more money. They vow to use it to oppose the European Union stalled constitution and campaign against Turkey's membership. Talks have been led by Belgium's Vlaams Belang, the Flemish interest, and France's Front National, with others expected to come from parties in Italy, the Northern League and the National Alliance, Austria, the Alliance for Austria's Future, and the Czech Republic, the Association of Czech Independence. The move follows a string of election successes across Europe, reflecting concerns about immigration and the European Union's enlargement. The report goes on, by informing their own group, Europe's nationalist parties will gain more say. The group will also be entitled to European Union funding worth about €50,000, which is a rough calculation from James Hawthorne, is $63,470 per member. The brokers of the deal are talking to the Greater Romania Party and the Nationalist New Generation Party of Bulgaria. The New Generation Party also from Romania. The Bulgaria's attack party is also involved in the discussions. So this is great news. Our people, the nationalists, white nationalists, whatever you want to call us, are in the devil's den, the European Union. And the devil is going to pay us for being there. And it's very, very good. The more of our people get into the devil's circle, the more the devil can pay us, the quicker we can get rid of this evil institution and create a true nationalist Europe. News from Estonia. Estonia Jews set to open new synagogue in early 2007. Tallinn, Estonia. The constitution the construction of Estonia's first synagogue since World War II is running behind schedule, but the Baltic nation's tiny Jewish community hopes it will be opened in February. Tallinn's last synagogue was built in 1882, but was destroyed in 1944 in air raids as National Socialist Germany's troops fled the Soviet Red Army's advance. Some 3,000 Jews live in Estonia, a country of 1.3 million. Most reside in Tallinn. I believe it will be one of the nicest synagogues in Europe, Kot said. After 60 years without a synagogue in this country, it's a big thing not only for Estonian Jews, but for all of Europe. And apparently this construction of the so-called ultra-modern 200-seat synagogue started construction in 2005 in downtown Tallinn next to the Estonian Jewish Community Center and School. The total cost is estimated at 24 krons, which is $2 million, and financed mainly by donations. When the National Socialists invaded in 1941, hundreds of Jews were sent to re-education camps. The National Socialists also deported thousands of Jews to Estonia from several European countries, where they were also sent to re-education camps. Daily Mail in London is reporting London underground tube workers cleared of jelly baby racism after £250,000 trial. Now this, we need to file this report under political correctness gone mad. Two London underground workers charged with racial harassment after they joked about a bag of jelly babies have branded their £250,000 trial a farce after they were cleared. They were accused of making jokes about black jelly babies and threatening to bite their heads off. I kid you not. But they were cleared after an 8-day trial at Middlesex Guildhall Crown Court. And Mr. Cooney, 47, said the verdict was a victory for common sense. No kidding. Mr. Cooney also said, Daniel and I have always got on very well with each other, and there's been a lot of racial banter. Daniel has pointed me out to his friends as being racist. He said to me, are you reading another Adolf Hitler book? It's just messing around joking. One time I gave Daniel a bag of jelly babies 3 or 4 years ago, and Daniel called me a racist because there were too many black jelly babies in the bag. When asked by a police officer to whom he gave his statement, did you say anything about jelly babies? Anything about cutting their heads off? Anything about black or lime jelly babies that could have been misconstrued? Mr. Cooney, and there's a name for you, Cooney, he was white though, replied no each time. Great Britain is, like America, totally politically incorrect, gone mad. It's just gone beyond political correctness. It's now borderline madness. A jelly baby, for everyone who doesn't know what this sweet is, this candy is, it's an assortment of different colours, limes and black currants and strawberries in the shape of little babies. For some strange reason, I have no idea why these are so popular in Great Britain, but they really are very, very popular with not only the children, but also the adults too. The black currant jelly baby is obviously black. And these two good-humoured gentlemen were having a laugh and a joke. How the police got involved with this story, I have no idea. But it's gone on for 2.5 years. And it's cost the British taxpayer £250,000. That's what? Nearly $400,000 for our American listeners. If you can believe that. I mean, could you imagine a court case in the United States over M&M's? If there was a black M&M, which, do you know what? I really don't believe that there's a black M&M. That could be racism. We need to check that one out. And if so, we need to contact Mr. Chertoff and see if we could do something about it. Final story in the Hawthorne Report. Most Germans, Der Spiegel is reporting, dissatisfied with their democracy. Despite an economy which is finally coming out of the doldrums, over half of all Germans are dissatisfied with the country's democracy, a new survey shows. According to the new survey, a majority of Germans say they are dissatisfied with the way democracy functions in Germany. Really? In a survey released on Thursday evening by the German public television station ARD, 51% of the 1,500 people surveyed answered negatively to the question, "Are you satisfied with how democracy functions in Germany?" It's the lowest result since the station began asking the question in 1997. As recently as September 2005, 60% said they were satisfied with democracy in Germany. Now it's only 49%, a drop of 11 percentage points. Similarly, the number of Germans who say that the situation in the country is unjust continues to rise. Only 27% regard the current situation in Germany as just, with 66% disagreeing. It is a significant change since May, when only 57% felt the situation was unjust. The results confirm findings released by the University of Leipzig this summer. A study there found that only 27% of Eastern Germans were satisfied with how democracy functions in Germany. In Western Germany, every second person surveyed answered in the affirmative. Trust in political parties in the country is at a new low. The Leipzig psychologist Elmer Brachler commented at the time. Well, here we go. The advances of the National Democratic Party in Germany, otherwise known as the Nationalists, is reasons why East Germany has been forgotten. German workers in East Germany have been forgotten. And who has come to their aid? Nationalists. Nationalists come to the aid of white working people. No matter what country they're in, it's only the nationalists. It's not the system political parties that come to the aid of the white workers, the white working people of all our European lands. It's the nationalists. Whatever party it is, they come to your aid. They come to help you out. They do. In Great Britain, nationalists come into white working class areas and help with building your walls, cleaning graffiti. You know, the system politicians are interested in white working people. No matter what part you are in Europe, they're being left behind. White working people are being ostracized from the European continent by the establishment political parties, because they think you don't matter. But we, as true nationalists, understand the bedrock of European civilization was built by the working people of Europe, not the capitalist pigs, not the socialist, champagne socialists as they are now. It's the white working people. White working people built Europe, made it the great institution that it is today. And they are being left behind by these system political parties. We need to bring them further into the nationalist fold. White working people are going to bring Europe back into this great renaissance. Civilization is not going to die while we have white working people as the thoroughbred racehorse that's going to gallop into and take back our countries. It's going to reform Europe from this globalist network of insidious Jewish capitalists. Let's come together as white workers, everybody. Let's not let our white people die. We have to come together. We have to fight. If we don't fight, we're going to die. Europe, United States, Australia, New Zealand, we have to come together as a white race, a white civilization. Aryan people have to become one. This is James Hawthorne. I'll see you next time.
Report is a production of Vanguard News Network Broadcasting.